my name's Johnny Stumbles. I'm a zombie who solves crimes in a district where the culprits might literally be monsters. How do I cope? Booze. I am a dead drunk detective. I'm a recovering alcoholic, once was bitten by a zombie, and have survived multiple assassination attempts. But now I face my most stressful challenge yet, hosting my family for Christmas dinner. Luckily, as with all these ordeals, I have help from Betty.
Is your apartment much further? It feels like we've been going upstairs forever.
Well, that's why I usually tackled them drunk. Besides, the lift's broken.
Why? What did you do to it?
Nothing. It was broken when I moved in.
Why would you rent a place where the lift is broken?
I thought if hired goons were after me, they'd give up if they knew they had to go up 3 flights of stairs.
Yeah, but you have to climb them too.
Which is why I sometimes sleep in the stairwell.
You're an idiot.
Hey, season of goodwill and all that.
You're right. I'm sorry. Let's not fight. Let's focus on the task ahead.
Surviving
Christmas.
Getting
your flat ready. And surviving Christmas.
Yeah. Fortunately, I only have to get through one day. My parents and Melissa don't arrive until tomorrow. That means we've got the rest of Christmas Eve to tidy up my place.
Is this the first time they've seen the apartment?
Yep. Hell, until I put in new light bulbs, it was the first time in a while I'd seen it. Which reminded me why I liked it dark. The place is a mess.
Wait, so you replaced the light bulbs but didn't clean up?
Hey, I had a go. I started by gathering up all the empty bottles of scotch. And by the time that was done, I had to go to bed.
Well, at least that's the biggest task done.
Yeah. Ah, here's Shay Stumbles. One sec.
Surprise!
Kick a bloody bat in hell! Mum, Dad, Melissa, don't you ever do that to a detective. I could have pulled my gun.
You left that at the office.
What? Why didn't you tell me?
You never use it. What are you gonna do with it here? Shoot down reindeer?
Ooh. Hey, how did you three even get into my place?
We found your spare key under the mat.
And a lot of bills that say do not ignore.
Well, out of sight, out of mind. Besides, I'm out of pocket.
You're not out of pocket. Your coat has loads of them.
And so it begins. Let's get the festivities started.
Great. Come in, come in.
I don't need to be invited in. I'm not a vampire.
Also, this is your apartment?
That too. So this is my place. I'd give you a tour, but I assume you lot have already looked round.
Rifled through your drawers.
Searched for some snacks.
Worried about your lifestyle. Honestly, it looks like you've been robbed.
No, I just don't need much, as I'm usually at work. But I'm prepared. I've borrowed half a dozen chairs for our dinner tomorrow.
Well, that's good. That means we'll have at least one thing in here not covered in dust.
In Johnny's defense, he did get new light bulbs.
Thank you, Betty. Also, if you'd all arrived tomorrow as planned, everything would have been clean, so really it's your fault.
But you've known we were coming for ages. You could have started getting ready weeks ago.
I've been busy.
Drinking?
No, I'm trying to give that up. I'm solving crimes.
Betty's never drunk while solving crimes.
Ooh, does that make her the better detective?
Yes. Yes, it does.
I'll tell you what, as we're here a little early, how about we help you tidy up? It can be our gift to you.
Aww. There will be actual gifts though, right?
You'll just have to see what Santa brings.
Or the Grim Reaper. They work together.
Well, now we will too.
And so we all set to work. Betty decorated the tree while Mum and Dad tidied up the living room. Well, I say Mum and Dad. He mainly wrote, "Clean me" in the dust. Meanwhile, Melissa and I prepared food for tomorrow. Ah, two siblings working together quietly. It's every parent's dream, albeit where one of their kids is an undead recovering alcoholic.
This seems like too many carrots.
Well, someone will eat them. Either that or we'll pass a snowman who needs a nose. I don't know about portions. I haven't cooked a proper meal in years.
Not even a Sunday roast?
No, I don't want to eat meat in case I move on to humans.
Oh. Does that mean I can have your serving of the turkey?
Knock yourself out. Seriously, then you won't have to hear Dad guess all the cracker jokes.
Oh, I hate it when he does that. Especially since he never lets us tell him the answers. It makes dinner so much longer than it has to be.
And it needs to be short, so we can leave each other alone and go read our new books in peace. Which is why, this year, I didn't get any Christmas crackers.
good thinking. Except Dad brought a box of 20.
No, that's way too many.
Says the zombie who brought half a dozen chairs for 5 people.
Oh, give me a break. I used to be so drunk that I was always seeing double. Which was especially disconcerting when looking at bills. Let's get back to the food. With our jobs done, we went to bed, where visions of sugar plums danced in our head. Whatever those are. If they aren't used in Scotch, I don't know about them. Soon it was Christmas Day, so we gathered in the living room to swap gifts.
You left your bathroom window open.
Merry Christmas to you too. It'll be fine, Dad.
But someone could come in.
We're on the third floor.
That wouldn't stop your friends. Ooh, which of your scary pals did you invite the other year? You know, the one who caused such a fuss.
Hold on. The Invisible Man is not my friend and he was not invited.
Oh, but he did cause a fuss.
He's not coming this year. I told him he's banned.
So if Christmas is ruined, it's Johnny's fault.
I'm not going to ruin Christmas. Morning, Betty. Yeah, I see you got one of our matching jumpers.
Sure did. I got mailed mine in advance.
Yeah, me too, but it must have got lost in the post.
Actually, I found it jammed under your bed. Here you go.
Oh, good. Thank God. Wouldn't want to miss out on wearing this.
Then put it on.
Put it on. Put it on. Put it on.
All right. I guess it is Christmas. There we go. It's on. Right, shall we do gifts? Unless it's another jumper, in which case I may throw it on a fire.
You don't have a chimney.
That doesn't stop me from starting fires. Okay, here's my gift for Melissa.
Thank you. Aw, it's a picture of us at the Rolling Bones concert.
Lovely.
This is for Mum and Dad.
Okay.
Aw, adorable. It's a photo of our children together at a concert.
Aw.
And for Betty...
If you give me the same photo, I swear to God.
No. Here you go. As thanks for helping me out on Christmas, I got you a trip to somewhere warm.
Hell?
I think we both know we're already going there. Open the envelope, Betty.
Aw, tickets to Hawaii. Thanks. Now I feel bad that all I got you was a new hat.
Well, then prepare to feel even worse, because I have a surprise for everyone that will top it all.
Sorry, are you bragging about winning Christmas?
It's what Jesus would have wanted. Yeah, so I've something big planned.
A sing-along?
Not unless you found a piano while cleaning, and I doubt my dust piles were that high. No, what's coming is something you can all enjoy. And what's more, I've been giving clues to what it is ever since you got here.
Hang on. So on your day off from mysteries, you set us a mystery?
Uh-huh.
Wow, you really do love proving that you're smart.
It's my favourite thing in the world. Well, besides you lot.
Good save.
Thank you. So, go on then, work it out. What's been unusual?
Besides our Christmas dinner being cooked by a zombie.
That's a clue! There were too many carrots!
Well, maths was never his strong point.
Oh.
He also brought too many chairs.
Well, that must be a clue too. You wouldn't get an extra chair if you knew you had to carry them up 3 flights of stairs.
Hey, speaking of stairs, maybe he left the bathroom window open deliberately so someone can sneak in.
That's impossible. There's no stairway outside. The only way somebody's getting up to that window is if they could fly.
Wait a second. The extra chair, carrots, flying. Johnny, you didn't.
I did. Come on out.
Ho, ho, ho.
Santa?
The one and only. Merry Christmas.
Right back at ya.
But if you're here, who's giving out the rest of the presents?
Oh, it's fine. I have assistants all over the world who look like me.
I thought that was just a lie parents told kids to explain why the Santa at their school looked so crappy.
No, it's true. How else would I get around the world in one night?
Magic?
There's no such thing as magic.
My son's a zombie.
And a great detective. He stopped my friend going to jail, which is why I agreed to come here. Seriously, that's the only reason. I don't usually visit adults, especially after my busiest day of the year.
Sorry, what did Johnny do?
he realized the Grim Reaper was being framed.
Oh, the Grim Reaper? Is he here too?
Dad, I brought you Santa. Is that not enough?
Sorry, son. It's just, when you get to our age, you think more about death than Christmas.
Actually, that would be my preference too.
The Grim Reaper isn't here. But I did bring you all a gift. It didn't quite fit through the window, though. Which was a really tight squeeze, by the way.
I did say I don't have a chimney.
Well, anyway, you have a present from me down in the lobby.
Oh, I hope it's still there.
I would say so. No one's going to steal a piano.
Oh, no.
Oops, gave the game away there, didn't I? Sorry, I'm not usually around when people open their gifts.
No, that's fine. It's just a piano.
Yep, for a good old-fashioned Christmas sing-along!
Hooray!
Well, if Mum's in favour, we have no choice. To the lobby, everyone. Get ready to go down a lot of stairs.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. Oh, the fields we go, laughing all the way.
Ho, ho.
Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh.
Hey.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in
Dead Drunk Detective, Oh Christmastery was written and directed by Brendan Way and produced by Catherine Kerr for Podcast Pioneers. It starred Arfie Mansfield as Johnny Stumbles, Nat Ruginis as Betty, Leanna Wigginton as Melissa, Lizzie Mace as Sarah, David Simpson as Hugh, and Joelle Huck as Santa, with original music by Tom Hodge, Jingle Bells Sad Christmas by Tom Muxenix, and artwork by Amy Sajan Surveys. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Dead Drunk Pod. Subscribe on your podcast app if you want every episode of Seasons 1 to 4, and have a very Merry Christmas.